What's going on, good people? You know what time it is. It's Motivational Monday, man. It's Motivational Monday, baby. A little bit rainy out here today, but the rain don't hurt nobody. What they say, one monkey don't stop the show. You know? Nah, man, let's get to it, man. Let's really get to it. You know, I'm not sure how everybody's New Year is going, but I'm hoping that you guys are having a very good one. What are we about? Almost a good month into the new year now. And I'm just hoping that everybody out here, you know, if you're dealing with something right now, if you're struggling with something right now, you know, I hope you get over it. You know, January 4th, I lost a good person, real good person, you know, more like a sister to me. Matter of fact, she was my sister. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Dietown family. You know, Regina Latimer. She was a sweetheart, man. She was a sweetheart. She was older, a couple years older than us. And, you know, she was just like, she was my friends. She was their big sister. So anytime I come around, we was all like family anyway. So anytime I come around, you know, she treated us like little bros. And, you know, I took that hard, man. I'm just like, man, this is not the way I wanted to start off the 2023. But, you know, when you called, you called. And it's nothing, you know, at the end of the day that we can do about that. But in fact, live our lives and live them to the most noble, best ability that you can. You know, I can't say that I'm, you know, I heard something today when I woke up, and it kind of caught my ear. I just want to say, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I am desensitized to a lot of stuff because I've been going through a lot, you know, since my early childhood and just things you deal with as an adult. Losing good friends and just, you know, family. And she was more like family. And you know, when I heard the news, it split me down the middle. You know, I was hurt for a couple of days turned into weeks. You know what I'm saying? Just really didn't want to talk to nobody, didn't want to be bothered. You know, just kind of stayed to myself until I got, you know, until you get out of your funk and you get back to who you are, because if one thing I do know, she would have definitely wanted any of her friends and family to just, like, celebrate her life and show love, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I definitely just wanted to start that off and then just jump right into it, man. You know, all my people out there, the ones I do know, the ones I don't know, this is something I want y'all to all do, right? I want y'all to really, really, really focus on what matters in life. I want y'all to take a day off social media. Take a day off. Just keep, like, just pick your head up. You know, get your head out your phone. Get off the internet for a little bit. Just pick your head up, man. And look around you at this world and what the world looks like, right? Is your world falling apart and you don't even know it? Or are you a person that is focused like, okay, all right, let me give myself a day or two to kind of like meditate and get into the joy of enjoying what is around me, my family. You know, if you got kids, your kids, if you got, you know, your nieces and nephews, your father, your mother, man, go spend some time and hug on them folks, man. Hug on and love on them folks, man, and be a part of their life. You know, be able to try to give somebody, give them some type of grace, I guess you could say, because, man, we don't know the day, the hour, the moment, the second, or the time. And the one thing this whole life of mine has taught me is that I'm going to cherish, even if you can't see them individuals, man, call your family, call your friends, tap in with them. You know, you ain't never too busy, because folks that be thinking they too busy, you ain't got shit going on. You just think you busy, but you're not really that busy to where you can't be like, you know what, I got a weekend. All right, I ain't doing nothing this weekend, man. 9 times out of 10, I'll probably go out somewhere, go chill. I'll go do blase blah, whatever. You feel me? And go spend some time with your loved ones, man. What I took it upon myself that, you know, my son's birthday had just passed. So, you know, we did. I said, man, you know, I have been kind of just away, not for my kids so much, but just kind of just focusing on school and stuff like that. And coming home from work, and you just kind of, you know, you get a little, you know, you tired, you fall asleep. Boom, all right. But I'm like, you know what? Let me go check on my peoples, man. And I speak to my kids pretty much every day. I'm like, let me go ahead and check on my peoples and make sure they straight. So you make your calls, send a text message. Hey, man, I'm just calling to check on you. You know, you busy, you might be working, you might be doing this, you might be doing that, you might be traveling. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it's a person that you don't really tap in with every day. You know, I mean, make that call. You ain't got anybody in a couple minutes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I'm just calling to check up on you, make sure everything's good. You know, a friend of mine said something to me this past week, and he like, man, you know, I'm like, man, we gotta get up. We ain't got up in a minute. He like, yeah, you know, just hit my line and tap in. I'm like, all right, bet. You know, I gotta do that. That's on me. That's on me. And you know what I mean? Showing love and making sure my homeboy is straight. You know what I mean? That's all it takes, man. Unless you like a celebrity and you out there filming movies, or you out there you playing basketball games and you football games and baseball games and stuff like that. Your life is traveling and you really can't be around your family. You have to make time. That's what we need to do. Make time for your loved ones and spread some positive vibes, because you never know what anybody is going through. I lost my brother at least about to be 6 years now. 6 years ago. 4 days before my birthday. Me and this man used to talk every other day. He called me. He the one that really got me on that. Oh, yo, I'm gonna tap in with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, alright, we gonna do that. You know what I mean? He said, hey, we just gonna talk. Like, we, you know, no matter what you're doing, we just gonna talk. I'm gonna check on you, check on the kids, you check on me, I check, you know what I mean, whatever. And we held each other to that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's good, bro? Hey, man, you already know, you know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. Alright, man, you good? Yeah, I'm good, fool. When we cracking jokes, we talking about the good times, the bad times, and what the future's gonna look like for us. You know? And when I lost him, man, it crushed my whole world. I lost my best friend. You know what I mean? Literally my best friend, man. And that changed my life for the rest of my life. Mind you, it's 6 years ago. And mind you, it is, it's 4 days, he died 4 days before my birthday, you know what I'm saying, May 14th, no, I'm sorry, 5 days, he died May 14th, my birthday is May 19th, right, and it changed my life, I mean, to this day, to this very moment, to this second of this day, because when I think of it, I'm just like, man, maybe if I hadn't got too busy with what I was doing at that time, maybe if I would have called him and told him, like, hey, bro, don't go. Where you going? He like, oh, he might have been taking a trip. I'm like, maybe if I'd have told him, like, hey, man, look, know what I mean? Take a trip down here. Come to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Because he lived down here before I'm, he lived down here prior to before I moved down. I'm like, bro, man, just maybe if I'd have told him that, you know what I'm saying? He'd have been, ah, you know what? I'm gonna come down here and see you, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going to PA, maybe he'll still be here. You know what I mean? But I can't dwell on it because again, this is something I want to motivate. You know, I don't want nobody to be, I don't want no pity party or nothing like that. But I want to motivate people out there, man. Sometimes you gotta pick your head up from that, from Facebook, Instagram, whatever else you got going on, Twitter, and all of that. You know what I mean? Social media is not real. I tell my kids this every day. Social media is not real. As the youngins would say, all of that stuff is cap. Folks is up there lying about what they got going on. They're not telling you the truth. They're not dealing with, they don't have no reality to deal with because their reality is social media. My reality is, I deal with my reality. People, you know, you deal with your feelings and you deal with your emotions. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you can definitely take have some positives about social media because you can connect with folks. If you have a brand that you're looking to expound on, then you can, you know, push that brand and things of that nature. And it's definitely not a bad thing. But when you just got videos up there of nonsense and ain't nothing helping and being beneficial to your life, man, listen, you gotta tap in with real life because you'll look up and real life will be done passed you by. You know, life will pass you by and you don't want, you wanna have time, man. You need time with your peoples, man. You know what I said, love and hug on your folks. And show them love and be, you know, be around, be in the now, be present. You know, we grab pictures of good times and we share them, and that's fine. You know, do that when you can. Do that. You know what I'm saying? Show love and feel that love. You know what I'm saying? Let the positiveness vibrate to you. You know, keep the negative energy out of your way. Like a good friend of mine, man. A good friend of mine, very good friend of mine. We had stopped talking for a while. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's about not so much that she did anything to me like bad anything. It was just, you know, we had a disagreement, and the type of person I am and the type of person she is, you know, you don't really kick it. I don't really kick it. I go on about my business. I deal with it however I deal with it, right? And we reconnected just shortly, maybe about a couple weeks ago. She had came down and visited and did a webinar, you know, and she was like, yo, she shot me a message on Instagram. She was like, yo, I'm gonna be in Atlanta. Mind you, we haven't spoke in like maybe a year or two, like 2 years. And she just thought enough to be like, yo, I'm coming. You got a free schedule, I want to see you. I said, all right. I said, you know what? I said, man, you know, this person ain't do nothing to me. We've known each other since we were kids. I said, she ain't did nothing to me, man. Nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? I can forgive and I can forget in certain aspects. And it just felt so good to see it, give her a hug. I did used to have a little pressure on the back in the day. You feel me? But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's just about, man, you grow, you mature, and you see things in a different light. You know? You see things in a different light, and you be like, you know what, man? This is the growth, and this is the maturity of it all. I learned everybody ain't got to be this miserable, hard rock. You ain't got to be, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Nah. Just be yourself. Be your true self. Not some made-up character you done created in your head. Be yourself. And live life, man. Because you got some good people out here. You got some beautiful people out here. And you got some people that are beautiful on the inside. No, beautiful on the outside and nasty on the inside. It's nasty, man. It's a waste. And those are the people that eventually, even if they're your friends, eventually they're gonna show their true colors. It's unfortunate, but it happens. You dig? So you gotta stand on your word. Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your family. Be honest with your loved ones. And just be able to be compassionate. Because, man, the tears and all of that, when it comes and you, man, nah, it's too late. It's too late. Start doing that now, man. You know, start doing that now. Like, tap in with your family, man. Laugh about a few things on the phone. I mean, you might even share a couple of memories and it might make you cry. But it's a good cry. Like, man, you know, I miss you, man. You know, this, that, and the third. And just, it could be a good conversation. It don't have to be a bad one. You know, just chap in with your family one of these days, man. Set aside some time and just be like, yo. Because I got people I speak to regularly. I speak to my mom. Pretty much every other day. Maybe if I miss a day or two. But I get right back with her. I tap in with my kids every day. I speak to their mom. I speak to their stepdad. You know, I speak to my closest friends. And it's just a few. I don't speak to a lot of people. And this is the reason why I'm recording is because I'm not telling y'all to do something that I wouldn't do myself, because I have been that person where I have initially missed out on calling somebody or reaching out to somebody, and then they pass away or something, or something happens to them. And I'm like, damn, you know, I just spoke to such and such, or I've been meaning to reach out, man. And I'm frustrated because I'm like, I'm not saying I could have saved them, but at least, you know, I could have got my word in with them edgewise and let them know, yo, hey, I love you, man. I miss you. I love you. You know, I'm here for you. If you would allow me to be, or whatever that may look like, right? Cause we all got stuff we going through. That's the realness of it. We all got stuff we going through. You know, nobody's exempt from having problems out here. It just depends on how you deal with them and what you do in the midst of dealing with them, and how you take it and how you bounce back. See me, I'm a bounce back. Even when I get hit hard, I bounce back. You know? And keep it positive. And another thing I learned too, man, I've been learning about, you know, just, we all have a way of manifesting what we want, what we desire, and what we, you know, look for to have out of our lives. Manifest it in your mind. Some of us write it down. Some of us go out there and just put it together. And that's what I've been doing, man. Just getting my mind right. I got this new thing I call, my friend put me onto it. It's called scripting. And it really is just writing what you want. But you're writing it in the tense of you already have it. Not that you initially want it, you already have it. And the more and more I do this, more and more I see the way things are starting to shape, like the way my life is shaping and how it's forming for me to have these things. You understand? So, you know, let's get to, you know, going back to Big Mama's house and having a Sunday dinner. You know, let's get to being able to sit down with your kids, if you have any, of course, your nieces, your nephews, and let's sit down with them and watch some TV, some good old cartoons, or a good kids movie. You know, something that is not tainted with so much negative and nastiness out here, man. Because we deal with what we deal with in the world. But when it comes to your family, because now, mind you, we don't always deal with all our family members. I understand that because of past traumas and situations. I get that part. But if you have a relationship with your peoples, man, break the wall down. If there is a wall, break it down, man. And just, hey, man, be honest with me. Man, you know what? I was a little, whoop, you know, whatever the case may be. But you know, I miss you. I just want to let you know I love you. And not no fakeness. I'm talking about being real. Like, if you really feel like that about a particular friend or female or male that you're close to, cool with, family or not family, it's somebody you know you really gotta, you admire and you gotta, and you rock with, you know, just be the, sometimes you gotta be the bigger person, you know. So we're gonna take Monday to take the time to destroy and rebuild. We're gonna stay motivated. We're gonna enjoy this day. This is gonna be a beautiful day. Just say it to yourself. This day right here is gonna be a beautiful day. I don't care if it's raining, snowing. I don't care if it's hot or cold where you at. The sun is shining or not. Definitely ain't shining right now. I'm lying, but just take it and really mean it. Say it with, don't just say it with your mouth. Say it with your heart. Today is going to be a beautiful, special day. I know it is. I know today going to be a good day for me. That's how I wake up my whole scene. I be in my own zone sometimes, but I tell myself, I'm like, yo, today is going to be a special day. It's going to be a beautiful day, and I'm going to make the best of this right here. I'm really going to breathe it in. I'm going to breathe all the unnecessary out. And I'm going to just go ahead and just, my favorite word, I'm just going to go ahead and tap in. And, you know, and focus on what I got to do for the day. I'm trying to get a different position at my job. And they've been coaching me and putting me in a brain, mind frame that, you know, we looking at you, we see you. You got higher ups talking about you. Man, do your thing. Handle your business. So I'm putting that out into the universe. I claim that position. I claim whatever it is that God has for me. Inshallah. You know, and I take the good, we destroy the bad, and we dismantle the ugly. I want everybody out there that's listening today, tomorrow, whenever you do listen to this, take what I said into consideration. Build and repair your relationships with your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. Build your relationships. Everybody doesn't have to be this hard. No. We're human beings that were made with compassion and love. And we have it in us. We change us. God doesn't put it in your heart to be a jerk or whatever, you know. It's you. So, like, really look at yourself and take accountability as to who you are and what you got going on. But that's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to take accountability for my mess ups. And I'm going to fix it. I say that to say this, y'all. Thank you for listening. You know, Hold yourself accountable for what it is that you messed up and fix it today. Go show them folks some love out there, man. Call them up. Man. Tell them, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. I've been consumed with life and life has been whooping me. Or if it hasn't been whooping you and you've just been kind of getting things together, man, look, jump out there and love on your folks, man, while you got the time to. I say that to say this. Peace.